Father God, we just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly or unknowingly, was in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to forgive me, creating me a clean heart, and renewing me a right spirit. Oh, Jesus. Creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done, Father. Yes. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're getting ready to do, Lord God, in your people's lives, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we magnify. Hallelujah. Lord, we magnify your name. Hallelujah. We exalt your name, for your name is above every name. You said at the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your people on today, Lord God. We thank you for everyone, Lord God, to tune in to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just magnify your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, glory to God. Y'all got to give me a second. I just got to praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we just say thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Ooh, we thank you for salvation, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just come magnify your name today, Lord God. For your name is above every name, and you said at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We glorify your name. Send the fire of the Holy Ghost on today, Lord God. Lord, we just pray right now that everybody that tunes in on today, Lord God, that they will be set free, Lord God. For you said in your word, who the Son set free is free indeed, oh God. And we bless you today, Lord God, for setting your captives free, Lord God. Setting your people free, Lord God, that they may be free to worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. That they may be free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Just begin to praise God right where you are. Hallelujah. Come on, just bless his name. Hallelujah. I know it might feel a little awkward, but just open up your mouth right where you're located and just tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Just say hallelujah to his name. Well, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Ooh, glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We praise you. We praise you, Lord. We give this service back to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I say that not my will, but thy will be done, Lord God. Lord, I'm asking that I will not speak anything that I want to speak, but I will speak only what your spirit give me utterance to speak, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, we glorify your name, hallelujah. We magnify your name, hallelujah. We exalt your name, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. I see somebody's spirit begin to take off in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Say that about shaking and about go. Hallelujah. You're about shaking. You're about sending and about shaking. You're about You said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Oh God, we just want to praise your name. Hallelujah. We just want to praise your name. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on and praise him with me today. Hallelujah. I feel you in the spirit. Oh God, just to God. I'm a shake. Some of you all have been bound down. God said, just lift your hands and say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right where you are, just say hallelujah. Just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and say hallelujah. The root word of praise is raise. And when you lift up your voice and praise unto God, he will raise you from your present state to be seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Oh, no, 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 shit. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. Glory to his name.
Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this service, oh God.
Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come before your presence, Lord God.
We don't take it for granted hallelujah, for the ability to come before your presence, hallelujah. And so, Lord, we thank you for everyone that has come on today, Lord God, online, Lord God, for this service, Lord God. Lord, we just plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Father, from the soles of their feet to the crown of their heads, oh God. We thank you for them, Lord God. We speak blessings over their life, Lord God. We ask that, Lord, you would bless them in the city, in the field, every place their feet tread, Lord God. Father, we ask that you will sanctify your people, Lord God, that you will consecrate your people for your use, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We say thank you. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify his name. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm trying to keep going. Yeah, I'm trying to go forward. But God, I got to just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For he's worthy. Hallelujah. He's so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you would give us a rhema word on today, Lord God, a word that's tailored for each and every last one of us, oh, Lord God. Father, you know what we have need of even before we ask, Lord. And so, Father, you said we have now because we ask now. Well, Father, I'm asking you for more word from on high, Lord God. I'm asking you, Lord God, to meet every need in your people's lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, where there is barrenness, oh God, I'm asking that, Father God, that you call us to be fruitfulness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and let our fruit remain, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I just glorify God's name. Hallelujah. Once again, for those who just come on, I'm Apostle George. And we're just going to get ready to go into the word of the Lord. We're going to go and see what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church today. Glory to your name, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Speak through me, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I surrender, Lord God. I surrender my will and exchange for yours, Lord God. Not my will, Father, but your will be done. Give me utterance, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Let your shende con shanda ra ha se con ona ma koro shiri ana ha. Aria so te ba na diere ya tosho. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give me 1 second. I'm getting ready to go. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, go with me to Acts. And we're going to look at chapter 4 of Acts. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Ooh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to start at verse 10 of Acts 4. It says, in Acts 4, verse 10, it says, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed and standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council,
They conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it." Hallelujah! "But that it spread no farther among the people. Let us straightly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name." And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to reckon unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorify God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was showed. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, "Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do so whatever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus." I'm going to go ahead and read down to the end right quick. "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said either of them that out of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who had been the apostles, was surnamed of Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet." Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want to talk today about both. Hallelujah. And we're not talking about worldly boldness. We're talking about the boldness of the Spirit. The boldness of the Spirit that rose up in these men. I just give me 1 second because you all, I'm still kind of a little bit up there. And I'm trying to come to where I need to be to, whoo, glory to God, so I can see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Be glorified. Hallelujah. Be magnified, hallelujah. Who be exalted, hallelujah, in your people's lives on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So now we see, ooh, glory. I want to go back, let me see. If you look at verse 21, they said, "So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all the men glorify God, which was done." Anytime we operate in the boldness of God, God will be glorified. My God, I just want to praise your name. Oh, no, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. You look at verse 13, it says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus." And this is what I want you, this is kind of sort of where I want to focus. That verse, and when you drop down to verse 29, he says, "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak
thy word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There was something about these men. When we're talking about the boldness, hallelujah. It's just something about when the boldness of the Lord rises up in you, you're not the same. You don't look the same. You don't act the same. And you don't speak the same. Glory to God. And so, what is it about this holy boat? What is it? Something wrong. I don't see it on the thing. I don't see it. I'm sorry about that, y'all. That's what happens when you're online. What is it about this boat? Because the thing is, in this hour and this season, people are not bold for living for Christ. Everybody else is bold about everything else, but you don't see the boldness for living for Christ. And there's a reason for this. And we want to talk about being bold for Christ. We want to talk about things around this boldness. That boldness means strength. And it's frankness. So when you are bold, that means you got some strength. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. For the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Why did these men have such great joy? They lost their teacher. He was departed from them. But he gave them something. He gave them the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. He came and lived in them. So it's something about when you got this boldness, and then there's a joy in the Holy Ghost that cannot be explained. So that when you have that strength in God, excuse me, I'm looking at the wrong thing. When you have that strength in God, it begins to. You can't contain it. It's not going to stay just in one spot. Something about there has to be a release of it. Because one thing about it is God gives us his strength, his boldness, not for ourselves, but for the world. For those who need to come into the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, you got to understand, it's something about being bold for Christ. When you are bold for Christ, then you forget about, well, you know, what everybody else think, how they feel. Y'all, I lost my place. Hold on. By how they feel about it and everything else. And you worship the Lord. You worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I never forget. It was something my father said to me years ago. And I mean, it tickled me so bad, but it was such a profound truth in it that I could never let it go. It's like, no matter how, you know, how far I go in life, at some point those words would always come back to me. My father, at the time that he told me this, he was a professed Muslim. And he told me, he said, you know, because they prayed so many times a day, he said he didn't care if somebody was looking at him, if he had to stop in public and get down on the ground to pray. Hold on 1 second. Something's going on. And so as he was saying these things, he was like, I wouldn't care. He said, you know, he said, I would get down. He said, on the ground, you know, or on the sidewalk, wherever I was in public, if it was my time to pray, and I would pray. And he was like, my daddy was crazy, okay? So he was like, when I got back up, if they were laughing, he was like, I'm, you know, he's gonna get with them. But I was like, okay, now that's like defeat the purpose of prayer. But anyway, you know, so, you know, of course, I was a Christian. You know, I've been a Christian since I was 2 years old. And so I'm just listening to him and stuff, and I was tickled by what he said, but the Lord was like, listen to what he's saying. He said, most Christians are embarrassed. And check this out. One time, I was downtown And this lady was an evangelist, and she was an associate of a guy that I was friends with. And she was at that time, she wanted to pray and all that kind of stuff like that, and wanted some things from the Lord. So I said, okay, well, let's pray right now. Yeah, we was outside downtown. She was looking all funny, and he was looking funny. I was like, oh, y'all said y'all wanted to pray, did y'all? So come on, let's pray. So, so I went home, and I started praying right there. They was embarrassed. Now, she supposed to be an evangelist, and he was supposed to be a Christian. And I was like, what is the embarrassment of? Why are you embarrassed to proclaim the word of the Lord? Why are you embarrassed? Because a lot of times people are embarrassed for one or two things. Well, the main thing is, if you notice what they said here in this verse, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with who? Jesus. When you really have been with Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, you don't care who's looking. You don't care what who say what and how they say it. When you have really truly been with Jesus, see, that's what the Bible says, that there's a form of godliness, and he tells us that denies the power thereof, and he says such turn away. Some people have a form of godliness. And if they have a form of God, then you can be embarrassed. But honey, when you really have come when you really have been with Jesus for real, Jesus transforms you. There's some boldness that rises up in you. There's that strength that comes forth, because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. And anytime you are with Jesus, there is joy. There is great joy in the presence of the Lord. And so then when we begin to look at this thing, so we're talking about the strength. Y'all gotta bear with me, because I'm on the page where I'm supposed to be, but y'all, I am really truly somewhere else, and I'm trying to get myself to where I can read. Okay, so it says all outspokenness. You are outspoken, frankness, bluntness. You're very blunt. And people get agitated when you're very blunt about the truth. And I know I'm very blunt about the truth. And you get very blunt. Talk about bluntness. Publicity implies assurance, confidence. You openly, plainly, freely. Of speech, it denotes primarily freedom of speech. Unreservedness of utterance, which means you unreserved utterance. You gotta understand something. I never forget because I will drop and praise God anywhere where I'm located. I don't give a curse, because I know who my Redeemer is. I know who I'm praising. I know who I'm worshiping. And I know that we are the salt of the earth. In other words, we are the preservers of this earth. And because we are the preservers of this earth, then as we open up our mouth and as we say so, then the kingdom must come. God's will must be done in the earth. And so that's the reason why the enemy want to make you feel ashamed. Because some people, he make you feel ashamed because you've been in sin. Well, so what if you've been in the sin? The Bible didn't say anything about, well, if you've been in sin, then don't praise him. The Bible said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. And so then when you look at this thing, it says to speak without ambiguity, plainly, or without figures of speech, the absence of fear in speaking boldly. You need to begin to be with Jesus. You need to be with Jesus so that you will have the absence of fear and you'll be able to speak boldly. We need some boldness in the body of Christ. We need some people to stand up and say, for God I live, for God I surely die. Somebody need to know that even get the on that second on that Sunday. Well, never Sunday. We need God on that soul. We need the under soul. We need a great outpouring of his spirit. So you need to spend time with him. Did you notice that when they spent time with Jesus, it was seen amongst them. They could tell that they had been with Jesus. Can anybody tell that you've been with Jesus? What is the telltale sign of who you've been with? You can tell when you've been with Jesus and when you've been with the word. Okay, so then it says, his confidence, cheerful courage, boldness without any connection necessarily with speech. You just have plain boldness. The deportment by which one becomes conspicuous. You act openly, and you secure in his purpose. Why is this important? Why is God talking about boldness on today? Because we need to be bold about living for Christ. We need to be bold as a lion, declaring what God is saying from the foundation of the world unto now. So in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12, it says, whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Hold on, let's wait a minute. Let's do this again. Before I go here to Holy Ghost, I'm getting ahead of myself. The Holy Spirit got he's touching. I'm getting ready. When you look at that verse 13 in Acts chapter 4, and you look at it in the basic English, it says, now when they saw that Peter and John were without fear, though they were men of no education or learning, they were greatly surprised. And they took note of them that they had been with Jesus. Let me explain something to you. You can be somebody that has not had an education. When you've been with Jesus, Jesus will have the Holy Spirit rise up in you, which is the Spirit of Christ, rise up in you, and he will begin to speak through you, and you will speak as eloquently as somebody that was a doctor, maybe a doctor in English. You would sound like somebody that was notarized, somebody that was well known of to know Jesus. And I mean, because you know Jesus, Jesus know you, and he begins to speak through you. He'll make eloquency come out of you. He will give you revelation after revelation. He will give you problem solving skills. He will give you everything that you need. And that's the reason why the Bible tells us that we are the salt of the earth. You will begin to preserve the earth because the preserver will live on the inside of you, move inside of you, and you don't move outside of him, but you have you moving, have your being in him. And so then, as you can see right here, he says, when they saw that Peter and John were without fear, though they were men of no education or learning, they were greatly surprised, and they took note of them that they had been with Jesus. Let me tell you something, when you've been with Jesus, nobody can tell the difference of what you are, where you come from. Because all your beginnings and your endings is in him. Okay, somebody gonna catch that down the street. All right, let's go. I want to go to the basic English in verse 29. It says, and now, Lord, take note of their cruel words and give your servants power to be preachers of your word without fear. See, you got to pray for the power of God that you can witness without boldness, without fear. And so the witness is not just with your mouth. The witness is with your life. It's with your very lifestyle. Because what you think is of God is not of God. Come on now. We're gonna get there in just a second. Let's go to Ephesians 3:12. It says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Give me one second because I want to do this in the basic English. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I can shout all over this place. God is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I just magnify his name. I exalt his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, God, God be glorified. Hallelujah. Ooh, be uplifted in this place, Lord. Hallelujah. King of glory, come on in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So in that Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12, when I look at it in the basic English, it says, by whom we come near to God without fear through faith in him. When you've really been with Jesus and you done laid your eye on the altar, your prayers are different. You can come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and help in that time of need because you recognize who he is in you and what you are in him. And because of that, you are able to go before him, and you said, by whom we come near to God without fear through faith in him. We have faith in him, and we able to come near to him, and we can ask. And he said, if my words abide in you and you abide in my word, you can ask whatever you will. What? And it shall be given. So we need to find ourselves abiding in the word of God. We can't be just hearers of the word, but we got to be doers of the word. In other words, Jesus needs to live in our heart. He needs to sit upon the throne of our hearts. Okay, so then in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, it says, for they that have used the office of a deacon well purchased to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. So in no matter what we're doing, whether you being a deacon or you're just a witness or you're an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, whatever, intercessor, you got to have great boldness in this thing. Hallelujah. You can't be please. You got to be bold with this thing. Okay, now. I think I did. Yeah, I already read 16. But I'm going to read verse 16 of Hebrews. No, I didn't. Hebrews chapter. Let me go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. It said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So you got to come boldly before the throne of grace. You just can't come just knowing the camera. But see, you're not able to come boldly if you got this weight on your back. This weight holding you down. So you got to lay aside the weight in the sin that's so easily beset you that you may run the race that's set before. Okay, and then in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, it says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. You got to have boldness to enter into the holiest. The Lord said, what you come for? Why are you here? And so then 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Listen to me very carefully. Listen. I'm going to do that in basic English. Hold on. Give me one second. I'm trying to get there without flipping the screen. Hold on. Hallelujah. God, you're worthy to be praised. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just praise your name, Lord. We praise your name, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So when you've been with Jesus, it should be noticeable. It should be something about you that stands out. Without you ever opening your mouth. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, in the basic English, it says, in this way, love is made complete in us so that we may be without fear on the day of judging. Because as he is, so are we in this world. What do that mean? So, if you're thinking that you're going to be with Jesus and you don't look like him, so in other words, to look like Jesus, use the acronym. Remember what the Bible said. He said, be ye transformed by the renewing your mind that you may prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Why? Because he told us to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, right? Why? Because he ordained for us to be conformed to the image of his son, who? Jesus. So if we're supposed to be conformed to Jesus, let me go to that verse right there, because the Holy Ghost is telling me to read that verse in the basic English. Hold on. Okay, so remember a while ago, and I was talking about how they know when they've been with Jesus, there's something that should look different. Y'all, I done did it again. Okay, so glory to God. That was verse 29. Let me get it in the basic English right quick. Oh, glory to his name. Lord, we just praise you. Yeah, when I get caught up like this, it gets hard for me. See, I just bear with me. Okay, it says in verse 29 of Romans 8, it says, because those of whom he had knowledge before they came into existence were marked out by him to be made like his son, so that he might be the firstborn, might be the first among a band of brothers. And those who were marked out by him were named. And those who were named were given righteousness. And to those to whom he gave righteousness in the same way, he gave glory. So this is the thing. When Jesus appears, he's supposed to see himself in you. We have been called out to look like Jesus, to be conformed to the image of all the things that you see that's going on in this world. Those are not things that Jesus did. Because then we got to learn. We have to spend time with Jesus. And when we spend time with Jesus, then we learn of him. We take on his yoke. He said, for his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. And he begins to reveal his heart to us. And we begin to take on the likeness of his heart. And the way we think begins to change. We don't operate in wisdom of the world, which is central, but we operate in the wisdom of God, which is above all to say, for the foolishness of God is wiser than the greatest wisdom that's on this earth. And so when we come to this thing, for us to have boldness, you have boldness when Jesus himself lives on the inside of you and you allow him to thrive. You allow him to be seated on the throne of your heart, that Jesus will be your greatest passion in life. Nothing outside of him will be greater. You know, and this is what this and you get boldness when it becomes like this. So it says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. So we're supposed to be just like him in this world. That's why he says that his people are peculiar people. We're not supposed to look like the world. We're not supposed to think like the world. We're not supposed to act like the world at all. And so, therefore, there should be a distinct difference. That so you should spend so much time with Jesus to that when you go into a room without even opening your mouth, somebody could take note that you've been with him. Somebody will drop to their knees and confess their sins just because you walked in the room. Because you spent time with him. And this is what God wants to see happen in the lives of his people. Okay, so then as we can y'all give me 1 second? Okay, so I'm trying to move on. I'm gonna give you a few examples of this. In Mark 15 of boldness, holy boldness. Mark chapter 15, verse 43, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate and craved the body of Jesus. I'm sorry. I'm still caught up, y'all. We already did Acts 4:13, but I'm gonna read it again. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Acts chapter 4, verse 31 says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken, where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake with the word of God with boldness. Look at here. We got to pray until we are filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. You got to seek the face of God. You got to seek God until he come and rain righteousness upon you. You got to cry out for the promise of the Father, and the Holy Spirit is the promise of the Father, that Jesus, he let them know it before he left this earth. He said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. And so you know how you have great joy in the midst of all sorrows in this earth, in the midst of all these things on earth. It's just something about being in the presence of God. That you just be like, man, you know what? You know, just forget about all the stupid stuff that was going on. You know, it's so good to see you, Jesus. You know, just you look good. And Jesus, that air about you is just so lovely. There's just a lovely flow about you, Jesus. And I could just look at you all day long. You look good, Jesus. You sound good, Jesus. Glory to God, Jesus. You good to my soul, Jesus. Woo, Jesus, thank you for letting all my burdens be released. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me so much that you died on Calvary's cross. Hallelujah, for no greater love than this that a man should lay down his life for his friends. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you. Matter of fact, thank you for dinner yesterday, Jesus. It was lovely. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that recipe that you gave me, Jesus. Glory to God. It was a good recipe, Jesus. Never tasted anything like that before. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that pair of shoes, Jesus, that you allowed me to get 3 months ago, Jesus. You know, every time I look at those shoes, Jesus, I think about you. And I just think about how good you are. Jesus, you're just so wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that I can look at somebody that I know that years ago I hated their guts, and now I love them with the love with your love, Jesus. You know, you're just so wonderful. Who could not love somebody else after they've been loved by you? Who got our God? I got you just so wonderful. Woo, you a mighty counselor. Thank you for counseling on the issues that I've had going on in my life, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for giving me your word, Lord. Thank you that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, you're just so gorgeous. Hallelujah. Jesus, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Hallelujah. I just love you so much, Jesus. Yeah, I'm just giving you some examples of some things. You know, when you get caught up in the presence of the Lord. You know, when you get caught up in the presence of the Lord, he transforms the way you think. You don't think the way you used to think anymore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't even know where I left off here. Y'all got to pray. Oh, yes. Acts chapter 9, verse 29, it says, and he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. God always give you boldness. So that means you have confidence, right? There's no fear. Acts chapter 14, verse 3 says, long time, therefore, abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Acts chapter 19, verse 8 says, and he spake into the synagogue, and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. God wants you to spend time with him so that you could be bold about declaring what he said. You know, and folks be trying to figure out, well, how can you speak so boldly on the thing? Because I've been with him. When you've been with him, you can't help but to testify by what you've seen and you heard. That's what the apostle said. We can't help but to testify by what we've seen and heard. I don't know about you, but I can't help but to testify by what I've seen and heard. You know, people trip you out. You know, they want you to. I can't speak from your point of view. I can only speak from what I have seen of God and what I've heard of God. What I've seen with my own two eyes and what I've heard with my own two ears from him. When you spend time with Jesus, he puts another perspective there. He takes the blinders off. I want to give you a couple more verses and I'm going to let you loose because I know that it's time. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord. God is just so worthy. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. That's why he told the apostles to stay there until they were endued with power from on high. You got to stay there. Y'all, I don't know if I wrote down the right verse or not. In Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1, it says, who is as the wise man and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. Let's do that in the basic English. I don't know about you, but I feel Jesus. It says, who is like this wise man? And to whom is the sense of anything clear? A man's wisdom makes his face shining, and his hard face will be changed. Let me tell you something. Y'all, I'm telling you, they putting it to you like that, but I'm going to tell you some truth. When you've seen, when you've been in the presence of God, the Lord really can make a roughness of people's face begin to begin to change. I never forget this person that came for prayer one day, and I was in my office. And y'all, they had these deep-seated wrinkles, like those bulldog wrinkles in their head. And y'all, the presence of God fell, and they began to spool out. I had never seen nothing like it. I didn't pray for it. The Lord told me, just let the presence, let's just worship him, let his presence come in. And that's what I did. And now, man, I'm telling you, let me tell you something. Nobody can tell me nothing about God. Because, you know, a lot of times when I be sitting up looking at people, you can tell when demons have started manifesting in folks because it changes the way they look. Stuff start looking certain kind of ways, certain things be looking some kind of way. Then you can tell when people been with Jesus. Because there's something about when you've been with Jesus, but the hardness begin to go away. I tell you, it really does. Y'all know, I know people be laughing at me, but y'all, I be straight serious. I've seen a lot of stuff. I've seen some things that I've set up and said, now, Lord, if I didn't see this with my own two eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. But y'all got to understand, God is an awesome God. He's a creative God. He's so wonderful. He's so lovely. And, you know, you just this to be around him. Everything around him is life. There's no death and decay around God. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12, it says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Let me do that again. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith in him. So we will have boldness when we have spent time with the Lord. You can boldly come before him and ask. You know, because this is somebody that you know. This is somebody you have personally spent time with, and you don't feel uncomfortable by asking him anything. And Philippians chapter 1, verse 20, it says, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I want not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith. Let me tell you something. When you have been in the presence of the Lord, it's noticeable. You start considering things, because you know this life is nothing in comparison to the life in Christ. You start wanting to just be around him just constantly. You just start feeling good about the time that you could spend with him alone. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4, it states, great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful in all our tribulation. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, you got to understand, that is a wonderful place to be in. I think I got two more verses. Let me see. Ooh, Jesus. Give me. Hallelujah. Glory. In 1 Timothy, I'm going to look at chapter 3 of 1 Timothy. And let's drop down to verse 13. And it says, for they that have used the office of a deacon well purchased to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith, which is Christ Jesus, which I talked about the scripture before, but I wanted to reiterate it in this. Because we're supposed to have boldness. So whether you're in the office of a deacon, whatever God got you operating, that you would have great boldness. And my very last verse. First John chapter 4.
And I'm looking at verse 17. And it says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Let's do that in the basic English right quick, because I want to make sure that we drive this point home. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 in the basic English, it said, in this way, love is made complete in us, so that we may be without fear on the day of judging, because as he is, so are we in this world. Y'all, it's simply put, God wants to be just like him. And if we're just like him, we would have boldness. We need boldness. We need boldness for Christ. We need people to be bold about living holy. People bold about living every other kind of way. We need people to be bold about living holy. You need to be bold about it. That's one thing. You got to be bold about living holy. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. And so you have to be, you have to get to the point where I am not ashamed. I don't care what you say, what you think, or what you think and how you feel about it don't mean nothing to me, because you don't have a heaven or hell to put me up in. I'm going to serve the Lord. You have shared the Lord with all your, when you start talking about Jesus and looking like Jesus, you got to sit back and look at your life and say, what is these things am I doing? Do that look like something Jesus did? And so then, you know, that's how we know. And then we begin to press on into the kingdom. And as we press on into the kingdom, God begin to take those things up off of us. He begins to relieve us of those things, that we may be able to praise him, that we be liberated to worship him, that we'll be liberated to live a life for him, Lord God, that his light will shine through us, that we will have great boldness, and that we will boldly declare unto others the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they will come to know him. And then that's one of the attributes of knowing that you've been with Jesus, when you begin to love what he loves, and that you begin to hate what he hates. Father, we just thank you for your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Once again, I repent of every sin that I committed knowingly or unknowingly within my thoughts, my words, my actions, and my deeds. I'm asking you to forgive me, create in me a clean heart, and renew in me a right spirit. Now, Lord, I just plead the blood of Jesus over all those that came on the service on today, Lord God. And we just pray that the blood of Jesus Christ would just begin to saturate them, Lord God, that they would know the Lord thy God, hallelujah, and that they would cling to you, Lord, like they never have before, Lord God, that they will continue to hunger and thirst after righteousness, that you will begin to fill them with all boldness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your love will be so perfect in them that they will be bold for Christ, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We speak blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. I want to give you all an announcement before I turn this over to Prophet Jenny, because she's going to come and give announcements or any words of encouragement God might have her to give. On next week, you know that it's watch service. And, you know, because watch service is going to be, you know, watch service is always on 31st. We're probably going to start around 10:30. But this is the thing. I'm not doing the regular service on Sunday because of the fact that we're doing the watch service. And the other thing is visitors who are online. There's a lot of people that have iPhones on here. You just got iPhone or you got Samsung or whatever. I don't know your name. I don't know your phone number. If you don't want it to show up on this Zoom thing, you can text in to my cell 214-507-3626. Your name and your number. Because if God has me prophesying on next week, I'm not going to know how to reach you if I don't have your number. And I'm not going to prophesy a lot over the line. I'm not over the airs. I'm not going to do that. If God give me a word for you, I'm going to give it to you individually. Because there's a lot of things that God has shown me over the years, and I'm just not going to do it anymore. You know, it's enough foolishness. People have been through enough. And so, that's one of the things that's going down. And second thing, y'all, this is the only time that we do I asked for the church to give a seed. So we doing, you know, we do our first fruit seed on our watch service night. So start thinking in your heart, praying to God about what my seed should be. And start thinking about what you want your year to look like, because you're sowing into what your year is going to be like. And the Lord, it's your first fruits. You know, we asking God to move. And I'm going to be praying over those seeds and stuff. And I'm going to be asking the Lord for certain things. And so I'm just believing God to move by his spirit. I'm believing God to move by his spirit in people's lives, period. Whether we enter into a new year, exit a year, whatever it is, whether in the middle of the year, I just believe in God to pour out his spirit. And so I'm just asking the Lord that, you know, you all seek God's face and everything, and you be mindful of it again. And if you want to not have your name and number on this thing, which I understand, I understand why some people don't want their names and stuff on here. So if you want to just text me, you know, the number is 214-507-3626, and I will have your name and your number so that if God gives me a word for you on next week, on later on this week, because that would be Saturday night. I mean, Sunday night, it is a new day. Yeah, next week. Okay, so I'm still counting. So you got to understand that the Spirit of God got something that he wants to do in your life. And so I'm just believing him for your directions. I'm believing God for deliverance. I'm believing God for healing. Some of y'all need a spiritual healing as well as a healing in your soul. Some people need healing in their mind. Some need a healing in their emotions. Some need to be healed, and they will. You've been tearing back and forth between your will and God's will, and you need to submit to the will of God. And so we're gonna hallelujah, Lord. We just praise you, Lord God, for manifesting yourself in your people's lives in Jesus' name. So now I'm gonna turn it over to Hands of Prophet Junior. If she got any words of encouragement, if not, she's gonna give us some announcements. And after she gets through getting announcements, I'm gonna come back and pray for the tithes and the offerings and see.
Good evening, everyone, members, and those of you visitors who are on the line. As you would, as if we were in the building, we were passing around the offering tray. Go ahead and get ready to do your offering. Visitors, and I'm saying that to the visitors, also to the members, you know that we go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button, members, to go ahead and pay your tithes and offerings if you have not done that. Visitors, you would go to that same website to go ahead and do an offering. I'm asking that you would. Also, this is Seed Sunday, members. Go ahead and send in your seed now. Go ahead. If you have not done your tithes and offerings, go ahead and do them because Pastor's getting ready to pray over the tithes and the offerings. Visitors, if you would like to give Pastor a love offering, I'm asking that you would text her at 214-507-3626. Again, that number is 214-507-3626. She'll forward the information to you to be able to do that. And I thank you all. Oh, also, members, some of you have not completed the Pastor Appreciation for the year 2023. Continue to do so. If you have any questions for me, you know how to contact me. And I think that's all. Thank you all.
All right, this is Apostle George. I'm coming back so we can pray over the sacrifice, the tithes, and the offerings. Father God, we just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I committed, knowingly or unknowingly, was it my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you to forgive me, Lord. Creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. I'm asking you, Lord, to take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Now, Father, as I lift up your people's tithes and offerings unto you, you know it's the first fruit of their increase, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus that, Father, you will rebuke the devourer for their sake, Lord, and that you will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that they will not have room to receive. Father, let it be pressed down, shaken together, running over, that men will give back into their bosom. Let the spirit of increase be in their life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that, Father, you will bless those that have been faithful in their tithes and their offerings, oh God. Father God, because you said that you will rebuke the devourer for their sake, Lord, let them see it happen, Lord God. Give them crazy favor, Lord God, in areas, oh God, that just don't make no sense, oh God. Hold them up by your word and by your free spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I pray for those, oh God, who've seen it into my life. And you said in your word that whatever we give in the name of a prophet, we'll receive a prophet's reward. And Father, even as they've seen it into my life, the faith that's upon my life, let it be upon their life, oh God. And Father God, where there was a no, let there be a yes, oh God. Lord, I'm asking you to truly order their steps according to your word, oh God. Let them hear you, give them clear directions about what to do and how to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you right now. I'm praying for creative miracles in their life. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they came and see about my need that you would see about her need. Hallelujah. Whatever say, bless them, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless them in the city and in the field, Father. Bless them every place they feet tread, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Cause them to in the show to walk on their inheritance, oh God. And this, bless them, Lord. Woo, in the name of Jesus. Bless them coming in and going out from this day forth in Jesus' name. Let your face shine upon them. Amen. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank the Lord for you on today. We thank God for his word. And I just want you to know I love you and God bless you. Be blessed with your families. Be careful for those who are traveling. And, you know, just bless the Lord. Just continue to lift up his name and seek his face and spend time with him. In Jesus' name, I bless you. I love you. God keep you. It's my prayer. God bless you. And I'm going to end the call.